We have three distinct sections in this song, a section A, a section B, and then an A reprise that we will refer to as A1. And it's just like A, except that it's shorter. The section A that I'm talking about is the part where you have... Section B will begin with the part where it says, "Must have been some magic." And then when it goes back to A1 is where you have "Frosty the Snow," and it wraps up from there. Well, let's start with section A, which is where we begin. Here are the first four measures. And so let's start with measures 1 and 2. Here they are by themselves. Right hand, this is the G above middle C with our third finger, and with it, left hand is playing the C below middle C with its third or fourth finger. We will play these together. Right hand stays down while the left hand plays the G above the C it just played with the first. Then left hand, I want you to play the B below that with your fifth, while the right hand plays the E under its first finger, and that's the E right above middle C. Then right hand stays down while the left hand plays the G under its first finger again. And then by itself, right hand play the F above the E you just played. So right hand is G, E, F. Left hand is C, G, B, G. Together we have... Then we have this. That's the left hand playing the A2 below middle C with its fifth, and with it, the right hand is playing the G above middle C with its second. From there, we have this. This is the right hand playing E and C. That's the E above middle C with our first, and then the C above that with the fifth, while the left hand is playing that G under its first finger again. And then left hand play the G2 below middle C with your fifth. Then right hand, that's BC. That's the B above middle C with our third, followed by the C above that with our fourth. And that's the first two measures of section A. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.